As the year comes to a close, investors may be feeling a bit shell-shocked. It's been a year of massive losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has fallen 36%. That's the biggest drop since the Great Depression. And the S&P 500 had its biggest slide since it was created half a century ago. We can't, of course, undo the financial trauma of 2008, but we can look for a few remedies in the form of tax breaks. To hear them, we reach Bill Baldwin. He's the editor of Forbes magazine. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. I have a fun holiday activity to cap off a year of woe on Wall Street, and that is to take tax losses. Make the IRS share your pain. And there's a way to do that. My favorite vehicle for doing it is called a mutual fund swap.
It doesn't sound that complicated, except it does. What is a mutual fund swap?
If you're in a no-load mutual fund family, you can usually swap from one fund to another without paying any sales commission. And my scheme is as follows. You sell something at a loss, and you quickly buy back something similar.
Give us an example of what's similar, but not too similar.
Maybe you now own an index 500 fund. It owns the 500 stocks in the S&P index. You sell that, and you buy back a specialized index fund that just buys large companies. Similar, but not identical to the thing you just sold.
Does it matter how much money is involved here? Are there things you can do if you have a small amount of money or if you have a great deal of money that's tied up and possibly lost in stocks?
Well, how much of your pain will the IRS be willing to share? Here's how the rule works. If you have a tax loss, a capital loss on your investments, you can use that to absorb any amount of capital gains, ha ha, or up to $3,000 of ordinary income, which might be your salary or interest on your bank CDs. So let's think about this. Suppose you do have a $4,000 loss and you don't have any gains this year. Hey, who does, right? This is what you would do. You would be able to claim $3,000 of that $4,000 loss against your ordinary income, like your paycheck. The remaining $1,000 gets carried forward to the next year. So you can ultimately deduct a lot of money, $3,000 at a time. But there's something else that's useful about that $1,000 loss that you're carrying forward. What if you get lucky next year, something goes up, and you have a $1,000 gain? Your remaining loss can be used to absorb that gain, so you get a free ride next year. So don't worry if the amount of your loss is a whole lot more than $3,000. You can ultimately claim all of it if you live long enough.
Well, perhaps we should say then, as 2008 gets to an end, here's to your health.
Here's to your health.
Bill Baldwin, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.